Metropolitan Opera auditions of the air. Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air, presented in their 19th season by the American Broadcasting Network in collaboration with the Metropolitan Opera Company. This evening you will hear Barbara Faulkner of New Orleans, Lucille Kyler of Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, and Helen Cox Robb of East St. Louis, Illinois, with the American Broadcasting Symphony under the baton of the distinguished Metropolitan Opera conductor, Ignaz Strasburger. Our host for these Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air, America's celebrated music commentator Milton Cross, is unable to be with us this evening, but his customary program notes will be passed along to you by Don Lowe. The Tulsa, Oklahoma regional auditions of the National Council of the Metropolitan Opera Association have brought us Helen Cox Robb of East St. Louis, Illinois. Miss Robb, contrary to the traditional difficulties which beset so many young artists, never had the problems of continued study because her mother was a voice teacher and encouraged her from the very beginning. There was a solid foundation in music theory as well and the learning of both piano and reed instruments. Miss Robb has been sponsored as a concert artist by the Artist Presentation Society in St. Louis. Among her appearances in opera have been Carmen, Johnny Skeeky, and The Bartered Bride. And now Helen Cox Robb sings O Mio Fernando from Donizetti's La Favorita.
Oh,
With Ignaz Strassvogel on the podium, Helen Cox Robb has sung O Mio Fernando from Donizetti's La Favorita. There's a time in the life of every young singer when a choice needs to be made. The choice between popular music and the entirely different training for a career in concert and opera. This was dramatized for Lucille Kyler, who was the winner of the Twin Cities Regional Auditions, by ABN's Lawrence Welk, who heard her as a so-called pop singer and told her there could be no compromise. Her decision is clear from her appearance here this evening. Miss Kyler, of Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, taught singing in Milwaukee. Recently, she encouraged one of her students to enter the National Council's regional auditions. In turn, the student brought Miss Kyler an application blank. Miss Kyler entered and won against her own pupil, proving herself an exception to the old rule once stated by Abraham Lincoln, those who cannot do, teach, or go into the government. Miss Kyler has been heard in the Midwest in Die Fledermaus and the Magic Flute and holds her degree in music from the Wisconsin Conservatory in Milwaukee. And now Lucille Kyler turns to the third act of Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor for a portion of the brilliant Mad Scene.
Oh,
With Victor Joost as flute soloist, Lucille Kyler has sung a portion of the mad scene from Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor. Although Barbara Faulkner, who was the winner of the New Orleans regional auditions held under the auspices of the National Council of the Metropolitan Opera Association, was born in Memphis and spent her early childhood in Cincinnati, her career in music is rooted in New Orleans. It was there that she sang in Amahl and the Night Visitors with the New Orleans Symphony, and there that she was heard in Johnny Skeeky, Boris Godunov, and Madame Butterfly, all under the direction of Maestro Renato Cellini. Sculptors, painters, and other graphic artists are plentiful in Miss Faulkner's family tree, a heritage which she has developed into a career as a commercial fashion artist herself. However, music is our concern here, and with the ABN Symphony conducted by Ignaz Strassvogel, Barbara Faulkner sings Dido's Lament from Purcell's Dido and Aeneas. Barbara Faulkner has sung Dido's Lament from Purcell's Dido and Aeneas. The aria we're about to hear now is certainly one of the most familiar in operatic literature. Lucille Kyler sings The Bell Song from Lakme by Leo Delib.
Sobre
song from Delibes' Lachme, sung by Lucille Kyler. Ignaz Strasvogel conducted. The last Saturday matinee of the Metropolitan Opera here on the American Broadcasting Network will be Samson and Delilah, starring Reza Stevens and Mario Delmonico. The sensuous, provocative dance which occurs when Delilah first greets Samson in the first act of Samson's opera is performed in part to the aria in which Delilah promises the hero that she will meet him in the beautiful valley of Serec. This is the aria we're going to hear now, with Ignaz Strasvogel conducting as Helen Cox Robb sings Printemps qui commence.
Thank you.
Helen Cox Robb has sung Printemps qui commence from Samson and Delilah by Saint-Saëns. Now this is Don Lowe inviting you to be with us next week at this time when Milton Cross will return on most of these stations for the semifinals of these Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air 1958. This evening you heard Barbara Faulkner of New Orleans, Lucille Kyler of Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, and Helen Cox Robb of East St. Louis, Illinois, with the American Broadcasting Symphony under the direction of the distinguished Metropolitan Opera conductor Ignaz Strassvogel. The Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air are written by Ira Marion, coordinated for the Metropolitan Opera Company by John Gutman, produced and directed by William Marshall, technical supervision Fred Ripple.
This is American, the American Broadcasting Network.
Once in a blue moon, a combination of talents will meet in the world of creative art which results that are electrifying. Such a blue moon event is the combination of Richard Strauss's irresistible score for his amusing opera, Der Rosenkavalier, with Reza Stevens in the role of Octavian. That's next Saturday on the Metropolitan Opera broadcasts. Others in the cast include Eleanor Stieber, Laurel Hurley, Otto Edelmann, and Ralph Herbert. Music lovers will look forward to hearing Richard Strauss's gay music so beautifully sung. The Metropolitan Opera broadcast of Der Rosenkavalier will be heard over many of these same American stations. So keep listening to Americans.